they close the front door? Might help with your squirrel problem. That is all the time that we have. It is time for On the Town with Mikey D. Until next time, Lisa Nichols.
Lovely as always.
Shea Spillane, please come back
soon. Oh, thank you. I absolutely will. It's been so nice to be back.
We miss you like crazy, and we love you. I'm Derek Geary. Until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw hiccups shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to sea.
One day we're gonna control. Someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the Cape.
We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so.
No one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
This is another episode of On the Town with Mikey D. This is Mike Stewart, and across me is the lovely
Ms. Paula.
Hi, Ms. Paula. How are you
doing, Michael? Hi.
I'm not doing too bad.
Good.
It's a nice day out today. I really
beautiful day.
It.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of weird because you never know what to do on your warm January days off. It's not like you can go to the beach.
I could go in my backyard or
you know,
roll around in the mud.
Yeah, I suppose you do that every day. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, some of us have to do these things.
But, yeah, it's very weird because it's, like, snowing and icy everywhere, and then here we are in the number 10 coldest place in the country, and it's 55 degrees here.
Well, you know,
So it's good to drive around in your car and turn, roll down the windows and turn up the radio.
Yes, it is. I like doing that.
I do too.
It's a kind of a preview of what the, you know, the spring is going to be, and I love the spring. Do you love the spring?
Of course I do.
Yes, you do.
So who's on the show tonight, Michael?
Well, TenFly.
Live?
Vipers.
Excellent.
Yes, that's going to be our live guest tonight.
Very
in
good.
In Studio D. And we're going to have Sarah in the Wild.
Versatile. I'm very excited to be in their company this evening. Eric is here, and Sarah, and Brett. I don't know if Brett's coming on, but anyway.
Yeah, so that's going to be happening.
They have a new record they're releasing on Friday night at the Lizard Lounge, which I will discuss further in further detail later on.
Yeah.
But they're going to be... Are we going to play a couple of cuts off their new CD?
Yeah, we're going to do that in a few minutes.
Fall
we're going to kick it off with... another thing, and then we'll get right into
that. They'll be in here chatting with us.
Yeah, we'll play that right before they come in.
Very good.
Okay, to kick stuff off.
Yeah, what do you got?
We got something from a local artist I think you're going to like. And it's called Analog Heart. Here we go.
look too far past, beyond what I have built for today. For now, it's so very hard not to get lost in the worries about tomorrow. Where will it all go? How will it be? 'Cause I'm one foot out the door, outside of these walls. It's too long to things that cut me loose, which jagged edges they're rough but true. 'Cause I am one foot out the door, outside of these walls that I was born into. I'm flawed like every inch of the earth and perfectly
How's everybody doing?
Great.
Did everybody get their headphones
yep,
on?
Got it.
Here
yep.
we go. We have Sarah and the Wild
Versatile
in the house.
How
are we doing, everybody? And I know you, Sarah. And I know Eric.
How you doing?
Introduce yourself.
My name is Eric Reardon.
And
I'm Sarah Siminski.
And I'm Brett Bottolato.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't think that mic's up. Why don't you share that mic with her?
Whatever's clever.
Yeah. Here we go. That's good. So, you got some gigs coming up?
Yeah, we do. We're going to be releasing our debut album. It's called Fall Into Grace. This Friday at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great place. I love that place. If you go downstairs, it's kind of intimate. They got the rug going on and stuff.
Yeah, and opening the show, we're going to have our friend Quill and the Quill Ensemble. They're going to be opening. And then joining us on our set, it's going to be a pretty big night for us. Mm-hmm. On our album, we had some guest artists with us performing, and they'll be joining us on stage. So Scott Aruda of Aruda Awakening and various other projects will be there on trumpet. Mm. And Dana Cully of Morphine, which is one of my personal favorite bands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be
Vapors
there.
Vapors of Morphine.
Yeah, and Vapors of Morphine, Vapors. Among yeah. others. I know he does Dub Apocalypse gigs, too. He does a lot of...
I think he sits in with Club Delft sometimes,
Club Delft, yeah, he sits in with a lot of bands locally. So, yeah, he'll be there as well. And then our friends Jeff Galindo on the trombone, Eric Schindler on the tenor saxophone. And then we'll have... our friend Vlad on violin and our friend Aiden on accordion.
Well, that's great. It's great. Want to give a little history of the band? Because I know you from a previous band, and I know this young gentleman over here when he was a wee lad sitting with a band called Three Toed Sloth, right?
Yeah.
At Dodge Street, yeah.
That was one of the first bands that I played with, not in the band, but just sitting in. That was a long time ago.
I know. Well, why don't you give a little history of this band?
Sure. Well, Eric and I started collaborating around 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We started writing songs together, and then we had a couple of different bands together on and off throughout the years. And in around 2014, late 2014, we decided to try another 5-piece band. So we formed Sarah and the Wild Versatile. Our first show was at Great Scott. In Alston, it was a lot of fun. The band features Derek Dupuis on the keys and the vocals, Derek Hayden on percussion and drums, Steve Burke on the bass, and Eric and I. And since then, we've been performing throughout the Northeast, mostly in the Boston and North Shore areas. And then last year, we decided to get in the studio and record some of the songs that we've written. And it's funny, we thought it was going to be 3 to 6 months recording. Yeah. It ended up being like a year and 2 months.
Well, you have to make sure it's perfect.
Yeah, and Aaron Bellamy, who's a local producer and pretty much like a genius bass player and music artist.
The ABs.
Yeah, he has a band called the ABs. He produced the album, and we did it at his studio in Charlestown and had a lot of fun, learned a lot. It was a really... great experience collaborating with him and making this this artistic vision come to light. So yeah, we're really excited about Friday. It's it's been a long time coming. We've worked really hard.
Yes. I remember a couple years ago in Marblehead at a park on 4th of July, this woman who was really ripping it up and belting up, and I approached this person, and that was you.
That was me, yes. I am for 5 years or so. I was in a band called the Big Old Dirty Bucket.
Yeah.
And my husband Brett, who's here as well,
hello.
Helped found that band. It's a 10-piece funk band, and they're still around. They're doing their thing. We left the band shortly after we got married.
Yeah.
Just to try some other things, and which has been very effective.
I saw your videos. You're right on top of the money there.
Thank you.
Great stuff there.
I wish the money was right on top of us.
Well, you know they say about art.
Oh yeah.
What's that song? What's it? I can't think of the artist. He says, "Whatever happened to Mozart's money?" And it's all about basically artists and musicians over the year, how we don't benefit from the product or the art we create. You know.
Yeah, I think and there's another part about art and music really is. You can write something and you could produce something that you put out now. We're going to put out an album on Friday. And who knows if anybody, it will ever gain traction. Maybe it will.
Yes.
And then maybe a year or two or 10 years down the line, it might. I mean, you never know.
You just don't know.
No, you don't.
You know, it's just, it's all in timing. And, you know, the record industry has changed so much. And you
it's
know,
unrecognizable, it's, I think.
It is. But I believe if there's a will, there's a way. There's musicians, as we've all seen, that it's like that person's going to go someplace. That person's not going to give up. And I see a lot of spirit in your band and a lot of drive. So I believe that you're going to be making the next steps forward.
Thank you. Well, we definitely are planning another album to follow this one up, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And we're going to, this year in particular, do everything that we can to get the music out there and get people excited about what we're doing, because I think we're pretty excited about it.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, yeah. Yes. You know, do you come from different musical experience? I noticed you two had played together in the past, mm-hmm. and your husband, you had played together in a band together. Any other musical experiences and stuff?
Yeah. Well, we both definitely have played in numerous, I wouldn't even say projects, just, you know, as freelance musicians and stuff for many years and things like that. There's always gigs going on and stuff. Definitely involved in some other projects, but this one, like she was saying, this year, you know, we're hoping to get this going here and obviously keep gigging and stuff like that, but make this the main focus and try to get this going.
Yeah, I think Eric's background I mean, your background's pretty much in blues. I mean, that's how you started out,
yeah,
right?
That's how I got going, yeah. Local blues jams and stuff like that.
Do you feel there was advantages or disadvantages? Well, Salem and the Beverly have a really good music platform to launch from. You find that different than playing in town?
Yeah, I would say that's there's definitely some differences, but
does it have a totally different feel to you? Because you know Salem and Beverly are your backyard, and mm-hmm. You have your friends, and they'll come down. And when you have to go in town, it might be a little bit different for you.
I think it's there really is a local culture around here that goes out and sees the shows, and I perform out in this area. Often in weekly residencies at Bull McCabe's, I sit in there whenever I can.
That's the one in Union Square?
Yeah, Union Square, mm-hmm. every Wednesday night. The ABs, they do a weekly...
Or the NEFROC All-Stars.
They do a weekly funk residency. So I sit in there, or at least go to listen and watch when I'm not sitting in as much as I can. And you see a lot of the regulars out. I mean, Toad, I think, the Lizard Lounge. There are certain venues that have... a crowd of people that definitely check out the music there. So I think one of the keys is just trying to get exposure to them. And once they hear your music, they do become your champions.
Yeah.
So not only are you hanging flyers around town and doing the networking on social media and stuff for your shows, but you're also, I think, one of the strongest ways of getting people to the shows and hearing about what we're doing and helping us gain momentum is word of mouth. And in the Cambridge area and Somerville and even Boston, there's the people that do go out to see shows, they end up becoming, your biggest fans. You see them at all the shows. And I think it's similar in the North Shore, that there is, again, just a gaggle of people who go out and see music. They love to have a good time. And you end up getting to know these people, and before you know it, they become your friends, and then you're sitting at tables for holidays with them.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, and I think that's what's really special about the Boston music scene,
yeah.
is that it's intimate enough that you can really become personable and get to know everybody. But, we're also a really large metropolitan city, and so it's not completely closed off. It's, there's a lot more opportunity here. And there's so many acts. There's so many wonderful bands that we love. We love to watch. We love to be friends with. We learn a lot from.
Now, we have people listening on air here. How would you describe the band, and how would you entice them to come down and see you with the description of your band and the energy that you put out?
These are good questions. So Sarah and the Wild Versatile, I would say, is... We've wrestled with the terms of what genre should this be. I think it's alternative rock. I think that there's a lot of different aspects of blues and jazz, definitely soul, a little bit of funk, and a little bit of folk stylings. Eric and I, the songs that we write, we're not the kind of people that like to pigeonhole ourselves into genres, and we only write blues or we only write this pop songs with hooks. No, I think however the songs come into being, we just try to serve the song. So if it is a soul song, we try to make that a fully realized soul song, And if it's funky, then we, if we want to go that direction, then that's the way we go. So for
what would you say your influences are?
Oh, that's we'd be here for hours, I think.
Yeah, I guess, the top three.
Give the top three.
That's even harder.
That'd be harder to think of the top three than it is.
Well, anything off the top of your head.
I'm a huge fan of the band. I love the band, yeah. And I just finished Robbie Robertson's book. I've been listening to him a lot recently after not listening to him for a couple of years.
Yeah.
My personal favorite is Warren Haynes. He's a guitar player.
Although, yeah, he was in Government Mule and
he still is,
Allman Brothers. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was the one that first got, when I saw him when I was... much younger. He was the guy that I first really liked when I was playing guitar. The drummer, the drummer, the keyboard player, and the bass player, and this isn't, which is a great thing about this band, is they all come from a much more jazz background and funk background. I would say jazz funk background, which is meshes very well with Sarah and I's songwriting.
You must have been exposed to Ken Clark over the years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to go watch him every Tuesday down at Dodge Street, and that was education on itself, just watching those guys and Mike Mealy and Ben Benson and Marty Rowan. But my father would take me down every Tuesday, and I'd sit and watch those guys. And that was, like I said, that was hugely educating, just watching that every Tuesday.
That's great. Yeah. How about the rest of the band here?
Well, for me, influences. I am a really big fan of Sarah Vaughan. I think she is probably one of the best singers, and I love the way that she liked to describe singing. She was like, I don't consider myself a jazz singer necessarily. I just like to sing music. Yeah. And I like that, because I like the idea of it being more open. And in her career, it's funny because she's obviously known for her jazz standards and her scatting skills and stuff, but she also did a lot of opera training, and later in her career you could totally hear it in her tone, and it's so interesting how it just opened her up. Anyway, so yeah, you could tell I'm a little geek about her because I love her.
No, that's good. That's good.
Ella Fitzgerald is another one of those people that I just feel like pulls music from deep within herself, and her pitch is just always on point. I'm always moved and riveted by the things I hear that she's recorded, her live stuff. If any of you just go on YouTube and, you know, Ella Fitzgerald live, and you'll see some of the most extraordinary, you know, performances that you might ever see. And then for me, a personal big favorite is Otis Redding. There's just something very raw and genuine about his tone. And I love, you know, the history of, you know, how he came in from, you know, he was what, I think he was a driving a car or something, yeah. and he went in and he did an audition, or he just kind of said, yeah, I got these songs, or like I could sing, and he ended up doing a tape, and then before you know it, Otis Redding, you know, the recording artist, was born. And there was something very just honest and soulful about his sound, and gritty, very gritty. But again, I think I admire artists and singers who come from a place that the music comes from somewhere that's, it's a little technical, but it's a lot of heart. And I like to try to emulate that as much as I can.
Well, that's great. That's great. How about you?
You know, if you don't mind, I think I might take a different route on this question. Only because I don't play music with the band. Sarah's my wife, and okay. I help manage and promote and everything with the band. So I'm going to answer this question, but slightly different. Instead of giving my top three or who I gravitate towards, I'd rather answer what sort of fan base might gravitate towards these guys,
yeah.
If you don't mind. So if you're a fan of Radiohead, then I think you'll find a lot of flavors in their music that are similar. Alabama Shakes have a similar sound in a lot of ways. Aretha Franklin is definitely in there. There's no question that the influences that these guys have already mentioned, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, the Allman Brothers, Government Mule, a bunch of jazz. There's no question that those influences are in there, but there's also a lot of rock influences. I hear Pixies in there when I listen to them. I hear...
we played the Pixies earlier.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was just telling Paula about a Pixies experience I had, but save that one for another day, maybe.
Give us a little idea what your name of the band is about. And is this something you just came up with, or is there some backstory to that?
Yeah, well, coming into this band, I was hoping to have something that had my name in it. I don't know why. Maybe it's a ownership thing. I was just like, it'd be nice to have my name in somewhere. But the Wild Versatile, I think we wrestled for a while as to what the hell we should name the band. And we came up with Wild Versatile because the music is very versatile. And we go off on tangents. I think everybody in the band is pretty improv-based, which can get a little bit wild at times. So that's kind of where the band is.
And the title of the record?
Fall into Grace is the second song on the CD, and it's a tune that Eric and I wrote quite some time ago about just, you know, falling down, falling low, and, you know, in that point when there's nowhere else to go but up, there's, you know, you can fall into a moment of like learning about yourself and recognizing things you wouldn't have seen otherwise. And if you can get up from that dark experience, you might rise up from it with a little more understanding, awareness, and what I would consider grace.
I think we need to hear that song.
I think you do too.
Okay, we're going to hear this song. We'll be back with the band in a moment. This is Sarah and the Wild Versatile, and we have the band members here. And this is her new CD, their new CD, Fall Into Grace, and we're going to hear Fall Into Grace.
Like a hangover on
Yeah, that's a great, great tune. I love it.
Thank you. And that was featuring, that was Sarah and the Wild Versatile. It's Eric Reardon on the guitar, Steve Burke on the bass, Derek Dupuis on the keys, Derek Hayden on the drums, and I'm Sarah Siminski. I was the one singing that stuff. Aaron Bellamy at A1 Products Studios. Produced and engineered the album, and Jeff Lipton and Maria Rice at Peerless Mastering mastered the recording.
Sounds excellent, excellent. Well, anyways, before we let you go, you basically promote your websites and Facebooks and gigs and again, and any way they would contact you and as a group or individually, and then we'll go out with one of your songs.
Great, thank you. So our website is wildversatile.com. And if you go there, you can check out our Twitter, social media links. If you look for us on Facebook, you can look for Wild Versatile, and we are on Facebook. This Friday, January 13th, we're going to be performing our CD release party at the Lizard Lounge, and that's at thelizardloungeclub.com. Tickets in advance are $10. On site, it's $12. And I think you should get your tickets. I don't think there are many left. Opening the night will be the Quill Ensemble, and we have a bunch of special guests joining us for to make an extraordinary night of music on Friday.
And if you don't mind me just jumping in on this, everyone who comes get a free CD included in the ticket price.
Yes.
So I mean,
how can you beat that?
$10 for the show, you're getting a free show.
There you go.
And buying the CD, or a free CD and buying the show.
And the club is TXSO, I imagine.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
yeah,
it's right off Harvard or Harvard Square or Porter Square. You can take either T stop.
Yes. I would avoid Harvard. Go with Porter.
And then we also have a show coming up Saturday, January 21st at the Shack Scene, and that's in Manchester, New Hampshire on Elm Street. And we're going to be sharing the stage with Pat and the Hats. It'll be our first time sharing the stage with them. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that is the website for that is theshackscenepub.com. And if you're around that area, you should check it out. I believe ticket prices for that are
$25. I think $20.
$20. And that is a benefit concert.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Well, I really thank you coming in. And the most important thing is always request the band.
Yes.
You get putting out some great, great music. I thank you for coming in. We'll hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much for having
thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
Hope to have you back up and play live sometime in Studio D.
Oh,
yes.
That would be our pleasure. We would love that.
I think you need to see Joel on the way out and book that right now, because we'd be really psyched for you to do that.
My calendar is out.
There you go. Okay, thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
And
thank
we're going to go out with another one of your songs. And like I said, catch them
at the Lizard Lounge on Friday, January 13th.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Sarah and crew.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Do about it. I'd do anything for
Yes, this is WMFO in Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. This is Mike Stewart. And across me is Miss Paula.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Probably in a little while, we'll be rocking with the Ten Fly Vipers pretty soon. And we're going to be playing you some more music. Anything else going on, Paula? They said they were going to mention something. Now I totally forgot what they said they were going to mention.
Oh, no, that's because they don't want to mention it.
That's right. That's the unmentionable.
That's it. Yeah, we're not allowed to mention that. Not yet.
It's the unmentionable.
Yeah.
The untouchables.
It was so fun having them here. You know, I've known Eric since he was a little guy, and Sarah, and I remember exactly where I was standing the first time I heard her sing, and here she is, and here we are, and I'm so proud of them. I know I sound like a granny when I say that. It's true.
I think we are very blessed. We have a really great, vibrant scene.
Truly.
We have clubs on the North Shore, the South Shore, out by Worcester, and up New Hampshire, and obviously in Boston and Cambridge.
And I'm not just saying that because they're my friends. They truly are magnificent.
Yes, they are.
Artists.
I was knocked out the first time I saw her sing, and I've seen Eric for years. And like I said, it's a privilege.
Eric's
it's a privilege
delightful, being too. His guitar playing is just... I mean, he makes it look easy. That's the thing I want to beat him up for. But, yeah, I mean, he's just an amazing talent. So if you can go see them this Friday night, I guess it's going to sell out because it's not a very big space.
Yeah.
But that's what's great about Sarah is she's a little person with a huge voice, and it's so fun to see them in little places and to watch her fill
up. And we're talking about Toad here. Is one of the few... Is it... Oh, no.
No.
Lizard Lounge.
I saw them at Toad. They blew the doors off Toad. That was great.
Yes. Some of the... most of the clubs do, you know, charge a fee to get in. There's a couple clubs that don't like Tavern at the End of the World and Toad.
Hey, maybe we should get them at the Tavern.
Yes, that would be excellent.
That would be really excellent.
Okay, we're going to go with PSA. We're going to go with a couple more songs. This is WMFO in Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. This is here every Wednesday from 9 p.m. to midnight with the best in local music, live acts from Studio D with our great talented and staff here, like with Joel and Bob and Paula and all the DJs here. We have Andrew, we have Phil, we have Pam, and we have Joe Allen. We have a great, great crew. Very, very in tune to what's going on in the local scene.
Right.
Okay, we're going to play a PSA and we're going to get back to the music. Here we go.
Why is it not playing? Something's down. That one.
We had a... anyways, that was going to be a drunk driving with...
But don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
PSA.
Yeah.
By the U.S. Department of Transportation.
There you go. This is the end of that one.
The National Association of Broadcasters and the Ad Council.
Let's give that another go. Here we go.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters and the Ad Council.
Hi, I hope you're ready for this. From Boston, we've got some very fine rock and roll, if you can hear me out there. In the tradition of the MC5, please welcome the Real Kids.